Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, joined, as always, by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
You know, I'm doing well. I'm experiencing what some scholars call the Mandela effect.
This is what I wanted to get into.
We have a guest, Brad Wenzelon, who I was sure that he had done the show before. And I asked him, I go, I don't remember if it was in Zoom or in person. And he says, I don't think I've done it. And I just checked. And Brad, you have not done the show.
I was getting worried because you were, when you have two people going, I'm pretty sure you've been on the show. I'm like, did I just completely black this out?
Yeah,
you were hammered, but you were
you were fucked up. That is truly insane. Yeah, I was certain that Brad had done the show, but what it is that Brad started a spinoff podcast about Seeger because he was so angry about the episode that we did. I got so many angry texts about friend of the show Connor Delahanty's poor defense,
and
the fact that he was even posited as a topic for this show.
Right. I've even today picking my topic for today, I was scrolling through the episodes and I was like, oh, I think over the years it gravitated towards any band. But when it started, it was like guilty pleasures that everyone thinks sucks. So the fact that Bob Seger was even considered for that, I was already pissed.
Yeah. I mean,
and I'm a pretty chill guy, Tom.
No, I've seen Brad's dark side on the golf course breaking stuff. Yeah, it's it is funny that we have not had, that's insane. Well, right up top, you guys heard Brad on the show recently because we played Brad's promo for his new special, which is out on YouTube right now. It's called Jokes, 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 right?
Joke, 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 but I think we'll get there either way.
That should be the sequel.
Everyone does. I've done a couple podcasts. Everybody does make it like plural, and I was maybe it should have been plural. I don't know.
Yeah, what you did is bad and weird. But check
joke,
out
joke,
the special.
Joke makes sense in my head.
it's popping off. Yeah, it's I watched the first half of it. I was waiting to finish it to text you that it's great. But so far it's great, and I can't recommend it enough. It's for if you guys are sick of cancel culture, it's like the perfect special because Brad goes in. You're going to hear about pronouns. You're going to hear about...
I was like, what's no one talked about? And let me go after that. That's my process.
The forbidden fruit of society.
The stuff that every comedian's afraid to talk about. Brad is going there, honey. And everybody's screaming, please, no, no, Brad. And he goes, no, 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 I'm going to do it. And then they love it. And then they eat it up like little pigs that they are.
I do my catchphrase after every, well, I call them rants. And after each rant, I go, I'm a little stinker. and then the crowd just loses it, you know, obviously, because I'm not afraid to go there.
You're not afraid. It would be funny. You're saying the most offensive things anyone's ever said. I'm a little stinker. People go, aww. Oh, man. It would be fun. You know how, like, there's these kids now that do stand up and, like, you'll see, like, an 8-year-old does stand up and it's really like their dad wrote all the jokes. It would be funny to see an anti-cancel culture like 8-year-old.
8-year-old.
I'm a little stinker. But anyway, the special is
you can't even say juice box anymore.
These kids in my class, they got peanut allergies. Let them die is what I say. I can't believe there's still peanut allergy jokes in 2020. It doesn't matter. Let's move on. The special is joke. It's on YouTube. You can catch it over there. And I highly recommend at least the first half. After that, you can shut it off. I have no...
On the back nine, I go on a real anti-Tom kick, which he doesn't know that's coming. So I hope he doesn't find out about that.
Yeah, I wish more people would have. I'm the opposite of Will Smith in that I guess it's more Jada Pinkett, where it's like, I wish people would put my name more in their motherfucking mouth. That would help my career a little bit.
Say I look like G.I. Jane too. Come on, say
do it, please. I would love to look like G.I. Jane too. Oh boy, but we're not here to talk about G.I. Jane, although we could, fuck it. No, we're here to talk about ZZ Top, baby.
Oh yeah,
this is the fastest, by the way, anybody's ever made a recommendation for a band. Like, we texted you, we got some flack last week from a friend of the show, Dave Ross, who we finally nailed down to do an episode, and he was saying that every time we've asked him, it was like, can you do it in like 15 minutes? And I fucked up. I was supposed to ask you much earlier yesterday, and I was building IKEA furniture, and I fully lost track of the time.
Yeah, you texted me at let's go to the file.
Keep in mind, I'm in LA, baby. I'm on a different time zone.
Oh, that makes it a little less.
Yeah. I texted Brad, you up at 2 in the morning.
2 a.m. 2:19 a.m.
Picture of my penis. And then I said, can you do the show? And we'll forget this all happened. But yeah, 2 a.m. your time. Because you're in the... Yeah, you're on Eastern time. And yeah, I was looking at the time. I was like, well, I really fucked this one up. And then luckily, your crazy ass was up and immediately texted me back with a band, and you were in. And it was, I don't remember when you sent the band, but it didn't. It was so fast, and it was, we didn't have to debate it. You said ZZ Top, and I was like, that is perfect. Perfect. This is how every guest should be. I should be able to text you 2 hours before the show, you're ready to go with 4 songs, and you're up for it.
This is like, also, like, there's so many podcasts where I'm like, ah, man, I'm such a dud as a guest. And then this is one where I actually, like, picking out songs and stuff, I was like, oh, I'm actually genuinely excited to talk about these things. And when you had texted me, I had been at a dive bar for like 4 hours talking with my buddy we were just talking about classic rock. And so when you text me, I was in the perfect headspace where I was like, oh yeah, I can do this. The funniest thing, I almost went with Bachman Turner Overdrive, because that is a little bit more in the, like, I guess, guilty pleasure zone. Because a drunk old man came up to us at the bar, and he kind of was like, he was harmless, but he was just very drunk and very old. And he was just like, I'm going to buy you guys tacos, but you got to name a lyric. And this, we were crazy. Like, what? And he was like, yeah, if you can finish this lyric, do you know it? And we kept being like, well, what is it? And he kept being like, do you know it? And we were just like, I don't think you know it. And he was like, nope, nope, you got to finish this lyric. And then he just goes, it's a song by Bachman Turner Overdrive. And my buddy's like, oh, I'm not going to know this. And I'm like, oh, I like love BTO. I like genuinely like BTO. And he goes, all right, finish the lyric. I'm going. And we're like, what? And he's just like, he goes, you know that song? The song goes, I'm going. And I'm like, I don't know, man. And he goes, I'm going. This goes on for several minutes.
Oh my God.
And then he finally, it's like, it's called I'm Going Down.
Oh,
and I'm
my
like,
God.
I don't know that song.
Yeah.
Like the Springsteen
and then
song.
He's like, yeah. pull it up, look it up. He makes my buddy pull it up. We start listening to it. Genuinely great song. I love
oh,
it.
Oh shit.
And so I almost, when you texted me, I was like, yeah. Should I do BTO?
That is an incredible man.
Yeah.
And we got to get him on the show.
Yeah, we need to get him.
He would kill it. He would kill it on the show. He also was like, he was trying to explain songs he wants to see covered, but he didn't know the word covers. So he just kept being like, you know what they should do, but again.
But again, that's amazing.
And then he was like, you know, Hold the Line? And I was like, I know Hold the Line.
Yeah.
And then my buddy was like, what are you talking about? And then me and this old drunk man in unison went, Hold the Line. And then
I'm sure we talked about it when Amy Miller was on the show, but I didn't know that that was a Toto song. I just knew it was like a cool song.
Yeah. Yeah. That song's fun.
I think I said it on the show, but I hate that song. It's just like a total. It just does not work. Something about the melody.
I think you did say that.
We would have thrown your ass out of Kelly's bar last night because we were.
Wouldn't be the first time, brother.
We were vibing.
Wait, why do you hate the song? I feel like we have to.
Well, I used to work at a restaurant. We listened to classic rock all the time. I love classic rock. And for some reason, that melody just drives me fucking up a wall. I just don't like it. It just hits my ear wrong. And the phrase love isn't always on time. Also, I just.
You love punctual love.
Yeah.
Love is on time.
Which is not a bad song title. Punctual love.
It's either love is on time or you get your money back.
That was that old drunk dude also tried to get us to write a song.
Oh, wow.
But he was just like, the bass is like, and he starts making bass sounds and he's like, and then you do guitar. And then you do drums. And he goes, and I don't have the lyrics yet.
Yet. God, I want to hear that song so bad.
Oh, yeah.
I love this guy.
He was pretty fun.
Normally, a guy like that is like, oh, I'll buy you a beer. But he said tacos.
He said, I'll buy you guys tacos if you buy me a beer.
It sounds like he got cut off from the bar.
Yeah, when he was describing the BTO song, he like looked over at the bartender, was like, "She won't play it." He had clearly been trying desperately to get someone to play it.
Yeah, he got cut off for sure. This,
oh,
this
yeah,
whole taco
absolutely.
Deal was just for him to get a beer.
I do,
and we offered to get him a beer, and then mm-hmm. he was so drunk he forgot about it.
That's great. I like that. That is a beautiful story about how people can connect in the Midwest, baby.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like the first 30 seconds, we were like, oh no. And then we were like, this guy's kind of fun.
Yeah. I mean, he's got all these games for you. I love that.
He had like, a lot of riddles.
This is what people were like before phones.
He was like if the Riddler had no answers.
His special is called Riddle, Riddle, Riddle.
Yeah. Riddle it's me like, this, Batman.
What's black and white and red all over? You got to tell me. Yeah. I don't know.
What is it?
Do you know? Because I don't know.
Oh man, it would be funny if the Riddler really did just have, like, give Batman riddles, and he's like, "Good job, Batman. This was really fun. I've just been trying to hang out with somebody for a while, to be honest. Do you have a riddle for me?"
Then New York Times, when you solve the mini crossword, that song plays when you get the riddle.
You guys see that latest Batman movie with the Riddler?
The really dark one? Yes.
I cracked up in the theater when that scene when the Riddler realizes Batman doesn't like him.
Oh, yeah.
And he loses his shit.
That part's great.
It was like a Tim Robinson sketch. I couldn't believe that it was, like, so funny.
Yeah.
And I was like, my wife and I, like, got the giggles in the theater because we were like, is no one else think this is hilarious?
Yeah.
He just couldn't believe Batman didn't like him.
Well, see, Brad, most of society, as twisted as it can be, doesn't find the mentally unwell very funny, okay? You're going to get yourself... This is the sort of shit you're saying in the special that could just get you straight up canceled.
I was like, you guys, the Riddler's pretty silly.
It is very funny that he's like, "Oh, I thought we were playing a game. I totally forgot that it was the Riddler in this one." Yeah. I liked that movie. The more I think about it, the more I liked it.
Yeah, I even though it was unintentionally funny, but I think Batman's supposed to be that. I think it's supposed to have a little bit of camp to it. Mm-hmm. So I had a great time.
Yeah. We should get into the topic at hand. We're talking ZZ Top today,
ZZ
baby.
ZZ Top.
And I think it's a great choice for the episode. I did not realize how many ZZ Top songs I knew. As soon as you texted the name of the band over, I've had Sharp Dressed Man stuck in my head all day. That's the one for me.
I did this, and this might have been incorrect for the show, but what I did when I picked these songs too was I was like, because ZZ Top, it's not like they're underrated.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all know the greatest hits and they are so successful. I was like, we all know those songs. We all know Sharp Dressed Man and Tush, LaGrange. Like, we know. They have like 10, you know, greatest hits on the radio constantly song. But what for me, ZZ Top was like a pandemic band where I got like really, really into them. And then I was like, oh, the songs everybody knows was kind of the crescendo of their career. But they made 6 fucking great albums before that.
Yeah.
And they were all good. Like, they made 6 great albums. So I was like, I want to pick every one of these songs is from a different album. And with the exception of one, like, none of them are a greatest hit.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to I almost wanted to make the case for early ZZ Top. Like,
sure.
Like,
I think you did you made a great choice because I hadn't heard any of these songs. And I mean, we'll get into it. We'll listen to them one at a time here.
These are all from different albums, too.
I do want to hear Tush, because I don't know what that... I'm sure I know it.
You don't know... Oh, you know it.
I probably know it, but this happened to me with LaGrange. How do you say that? LaGrange? I didn't know what it was, and then I started listening to it. I was like, oh, yeah, I've heard this
song every movie ever made. Yeah.
It's a big commercial
Tush,
song.
Tush, you would know, like, if you've ever been, like, because, when the sun comes up in Indiana, like, there'll be, like, a trumpet or a rooster crowing, or someone will just play Tush. So you know it.
Careful.
I do, before Tom plays this song, I have to remark upon the ZZ Top fact that I somehow did not know. How is there a guy in their band whose real last name is Beard?
Frank Beard.
The craziest thing in the fucking world.
Only makes
the only one
like
that doesn't
more.
Have a beard.
It's no, perfect.
That's not true.
No, it is true.
Is that true? I just guess.
That's
that.
Why it's so funny. Yeah.
That is very funny.
They fucking rule, man.
That is sick. I was reading that on the Wikipedia and I was like, that has to be wrong, right? And then I
nope.
It'd be like if Ringo's last name was Mop Top. No, it's just a crazy coincidence.
All right, here's a little bit of Tush. Yep, immediately I knew what it was. I know it. And then legs.
Also rips.
Yeah. Yeah, I know a lot of ZZ Top songs, it turns out. It is so true. These, in Indiana, these are, that's just playing all the time.
Yeah, these are all, those were all like, I went the other way. Because I was like, there's about 10 of those that you can hear 2 seconds of it, and you've been like, I've heard this everywhere all the time. And I like those songs. But I wanted to try to encourage people to deep dive on ZZ Top. You know?
Yeah. No, I think you made the right move. Because sometimes people do this where they come on and they go a little too esoteric or something. And they don't want to hear any of the hits. But you're right. These ones are so played and we know them.
Right.
And people know what they're getting out of those ZZ Top songs.
Even the idea of going like, let's take a look. If I don't know if you guys know this. If you've heard the song Sharp Dressed Man and then we all quietly listen to Sharp Dressed Man is pretty funny. We're like, what is true? This?
You, hey, you're kind of just describing what we do.
Is it ZZ Top or ZZ Top? No, I love it.
Let's hear Move Me On Down the Line to open this bad boy up. Here we go. All right, that is, let me see here. Ah, shit, I gotta answer a question here.
I had a good ZZ Top fact while you're doing that. Brad, I don't know if you know this, Gillette, razor company Gillette, offered them $1 million to shave their beards for a commercial, and they
I had heard that. They didn't sell out, man.
I mean, there's got to be some times when they're like, we should have taken that.
Yeah, you can grow a beard back. What the fuck?
And you don't have to tour because you have $1 million.
Yeah. I wonder what year that was. That's crazy. That's a really good
question. I don't know, man. I think the dudes at ZZ Top are like, I already have millions of dollars, but you know what? I still need getting laid. And if this beard goes, that's going to be a rough couple months.
I'm sure $1 million wouldn't help you in that regard.
That's true. ZZ Top doesn't pay for sex.
It's not about that. I'm saying they flash that cash. These babes start rolling around. You know how these babes are.
It is funny to picture a ZZ Top music video where they roll up in a vintage car and they get out and they have like toilet paper stuck to their face.
This is a good sketch. This is an SNL packet in the making,
no,
baby.
No beard ZZ Top.
Oh, I was like, who is that? We're having a fridge installed right now. I'm about to have food that's cold. See if he has Venmo.
Moving on time.
What was I going to say? Oh, shit, I lost it. It was something about ZZ Top. Oh, no, it was going to be about... Never mind. It was about women liking guys with money. You know the story. Girls, you know how it is. Girls don't like boys.
Girls like
they enjoy
money,
cars and money.
They enjoy the famous loop. It is funny, just coincidentally, that we are recording on International Women's Day. It's three guys talking about ZZ Top.
Oh, no.
Hell yeah. We are leaning the other way.
But you, to, if it helps at all, Tom at least played legs and tush.
That's true. Odes to beautiful women.
That is another thing I want to say I like about ZZ Top. And this might be somebody's bit or something, because I feel like it's like right there. It's one of those things where you, like, I've thought it, but I'm like, did I hear this somewhere? But all the big radio hits are like really tame in a sense. And then on the albums, they're so drastically hornier that it feels like this bait and switch.
I like that. That's
where on the
move.
Radio, they're like, I like legs. Sure. I like tush. Mm-hmm. Give me all your loving, all your hugs and kisses too. And then on the album, there's a bunch of like moms go out and buy the album or something, and then they put that on and they're literally like, I got the six, give me your nine. they say squeeze my monkey and shit. Like, they're like, it's so horny.
I mean, these chicks, they love that type of shit. I think this is a perfect thing for us to be doing on International Women's Day. We're giving the ladies the day off. We're giving them content that they can, get all horned up to. Thinking about.
Sorry, I stepped away for a second. I am getting a fridge installed as well. I'm just trying to match you.
I want the record to show I started talking about how horny ZZ Top was, and Tommy walked off.
Tommy stepped away. He's a prude. Unless we're talking about horses, he don't want to hear about it.
He said, "Are you gonna you fucking dogs. With my dry bar money?" That's what he said, and then he walked off.
All right, we got some more songs to listen to here. I like that song.
That's a great driving song.
Which album is that one from?
Trace Ombres.
And these guys,
that album's fucking awesome.
Wait, why do you say bad? Damn it. They're bad Ombres, right? I was trying to think of the word bad in Spanish. Is it mal?
No. Mal.
Oh, it is, yeah. I think it is, yeah. All right, let's hear Cheap Sunglasses.
Yeah, this is a banger.
This one was my, like, all right, let's put a greatest hit on there, but that's not as played.
This song rules. I was happy you included it.
Yeah, Tom didn't know it, so.
Yeah, good job. All right, here.
Is hurt your head. The first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets of running and try to beat the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! She had a West Coast truck that was sweet as molasses. But what really knocked me out was the cheap sunglasses.
That's a great fucking tune.
Yeah, that's
that rips.
Great. That's a great song.
Now, I found this on Wikipedia, though I think you guys would know it off the top of your heads, but Kid Rock does sample this song on his song Crampia Style from his 1990 debut Grit Sandwiches for Breakfast.
What a piece of shit.
Well, see, I thought I assumed you loved him, given your home state.
Tom, I said that they play Tish in Indiana, and you said easy, and then you say the most fucked up offensive thing.
I just know that he's.
You
like,
might as well have said,
guy.
You seem like you don't know how to read. Is that true?
Well, that was coming from, up you later don't know how in the show.
No, Kid Rock sucks. but I love, I have a real affinity for like Detroit music and the history of that, but Kid Rock's awful. And when he samples songs, he like truly ruins them, because like he'll just play the beginning of a song everyone loves, and then he'll be like, it's me, and then you're like, fucking turn the radio off, you know. He sampled that Werewolves of London, which is like a fantastic song. And for like two summers, it was, you would just be like, oh, cool. Oh, no, it's fucking Kid Rock. Never mind. Piece of shit.
The old bait and switch.
Who's your favorite Detroit artist?
Oh, it's Seeger. That's why Tom got all that hate sense. Mail.
Were you a big White Stripes guy or no?
Oh, yeah. Love the White Stripes.
Fucking love them. Yeah.
Stevie Wonder.
Ooh,
all I mean, you could put up like all of Motown, but like Stevie Wonder's great. Seeger is probably my favorite, and the White Stripes. And then we got like weird ones like ICP and
right.
stuff
yes.
like
We've
that.
We talked about them on here. Yep.
Kid Rock. There's a real dichotomy. I call it the Detroit dichotomy of like there's a real yin and yang to everything where for every Ted Nugent, you got a Bob Seger. For every Kid Rock, you got a Jack White. You know, like if there's always like for Tim Allen, you got Tim Robinson. There's always like a
one
and
one.
This
works.
Yeah. Yeah. And then all the black people are cool. But the white people, it's a real coin flip.
And the Detroit dichotomy is the only double D we're talking about on International Women's Day.
That's just true. Yeah, everything else is C cup or lower, baby.
That's a lost ZZ Top track.
It would be funny, like they have a tribute to small boobs.
It would be like surprisingly tender and supportive, though. Like it would be like you'd be like, oh, I guess they're great guys.
Yeah,
like it's not mean or anything. You would just be like, I also like that as well.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I think they should have a song dedicated to every cup size. Like,
the cutting room floor at the studio. Of ZZ Top, they've just got to be like, what, we need more body parts, man. Yeah,
they're running out of
body we did legs we did tush.
Talking about like I like ears.
Hey, are we laying down the back of the neck track today? I think we could do something with that, guys.
That's good stuff, man. This is a free I almost wanted to
free podcast. It's a free podcast. You understand?
I want to pivot from having never done the show to like I'm gonna do it every week now. I could do this at nauseum.
That would
this
save
is
us a
this
lot
is truly
of time.
The only podcast I would be able to do like that.
That would
like,
make
I could
my
talk
life
classic
so
rock.
We should just have a permanent guest spot or like a residency, because then it would save us. What's up? Okay, hold on. We gotta take it. Actually, you guys talk.
Hey,
with
Tom, me. Tom, yeah, Tom, yeah. Real quick. Tom, real quick. Tom, real quick. Is your refrigerator running?
Oh God! All right, I'll be right back.
Brad, let's see. I want to see while we're vamping here. What's give me like a classic rock power ranking for you? What was your like? Where okay, does the yeah. top fall in kind of a
lately
classic rock
in this moment? And like I said, this was like kind of a later development, like in the pandemic and stuff, but they might be sitting at like number three for me right now.
Wow. So give me one and two then, if they're number three.
I'm gonna put and this is gonna
Seeger,
really...
is Seeger top three?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh shit. Okay.
I so did a that, we did a we in. Literally did a whole podcast on
okay,
Seeger.
Okay.
Like I could talk about Seeger for 10 days. Yeah. But like, and this is going to rile people up that people, you were like, he's top three. People are going to be upset that I don't have him at number one for how much I've gone to bat for him. If he ever does anything fucked up, I'm screwed. Because I've very publicly gone to bat for Seeger. But Seeger, I'd put number two. And then I would put Tom Petty at number one. But I like them kind of for different reasons. I could, they're very neck and neck, but for different reasons, you know. Mm-hmm. I like Seeger. I love the music, but I also love his story, and there's a lot of sentimental value there, and it's kind of, he's such a thing in Michigan that like that's like all part of it. His in addition to writing a bunch of songs that work for comedians who do the road, he also did such a grind to success. He's like the patron saint of being underrated. And so I'm like, if I feel like if you don't like get Seeger, you're a bad comic. And then Petty, I just love.
Oh, careful!
His house success. Hey, was that? Did you go catch it?
Oh, come on, Brad!
Come on!
I didn't hear what you guys were talking about, but I
Tommy asked me my
Bob Seeger and no.
I'll come over there, Tom.
I love Bob Seeger.
He asked me my top to rank like my top three classic rock.
Sure. What's your Mount Rushmore, Bill Simmons? That's crap, Mount Rushmore.
We need to get Simmons and Russillo on
the,
here.
The Mount Rushmore here. Gets fucked up because ZZ Top's three guys. So we're like, well, well, that kind of, we shouldn't have formatted it like this, but can we make that a three-headed monster? That is ZZ Top. Oh, man, that's so funny to me if ZZ Top was one guy, but with three heads.
That would be sick.
The two beards on the sides, the beards would be Frank beards in the middle.
Yeah, Frank's got to be in the middle because you can't have the three beards coming together. It would be like a rat king. It would be fucked up.
It's just the three-headed ZZ Top, and they're all just going, I want to drive. I want to drive.
I do think no matter how sharp that man was dressed, I don't think the ladies would go crazy.
Yeah, but if he was flashing that sweet cash, like,
I feel like she didn't notice my cufflinks. On account of our three heads.
To be so confident talking about women, but you have three heads. You're like a fucking mutant. It's like Hunchback of Notre Dame type guy.
I want to commission this art piece. I want like a painting that is ZZ Top on one torso.
That's all right, listeners. Idea. I'm sure we got a listener who could draw that up. Come on.
Yes. Make it happen, please.
Yeah. And money is no object to Brad.
So. Oh, man. I really dug myself a hole here.
Gillette paid Brad millions of dollars to shave his pubes. And ever since.
He would not do it.
Joke. Critically acclaimed financial disaster has not afforded me the ability to commission these paintings.
Oh no, we're not gonna get to see. Damn. All right, let's hear some more music here. That one was great. Really liked Cheap Sunglasses.
Oh, can I set this one up real quick?
Yeah, yeah. Please.
The
do.
Reason I picked this one because this is 10-foot pole, right?
Yes.
The reason I like ZZ Top 2 is it's like a very, especially that when they start out, it's very straightforward blues rock band. Mm-hmm. But they're like really, and I love artists like this who on the surface look like a sloppy joke can and then are like very creative and are like a musician's musician. So mm-hmm. they were like super open-minded with like experimenting and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like that's why the album everyone knows was they were like, oh, what if we fucked around with drum machines, you know? Yeah. And then it was a new spin on this thing. But there are other albums, they go like they're not afraid to go super weird. Mm-hmm. And it feels like they're having fun. And it still sounds good, even though it's so strange. And it makes me just like them more. And I read this Rolling Stone article where it was like Depeche Mode was like, ZZ Top just goes to concerts constantly. Like they love music. So Depeche Mode was like at the height of their career. Someone came to the back and was like, ZZ Top is here. They like want to meet you guys. And they were like, us? Like this British pop, you know, like synth band. And ZZ Top just like loved it. And they came backstage and they were like, it's so heavy. I love how heavy it was. And they were like genuinely like appreciate other genres and stuff. So this song is super fucking weird. The lyrics are completely unintelligible. And I think it's so funny and I love it.
All right, let's hear 10-foot pole. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Kentucky with a 10-foot pole.
That song's crazy. Cool. It kind of sounds like a Rush song a little bit.
It's like he's rapping, but he doesn't know what that is.
Yeah. It's like scatting almost.
Yeah. Baby. No idea what he's saying. Yeah. I fucking love that shit.
Reading the words as it was going was very fun. It's she kind of sitting with a dong thing. Like this nonsense. They're not words.
Well, it's truly gibberish.
It's true. I just showed them the picture of what it said. It's gibberish.
That's
they're not
so
real
funny.
Words.
I love it.
I like it. And then he just goes, I wouldn't touch her with a 10-foot
pole.
Happy International Women's Day. No, that's a fun song. I do like the sound of it. And the setup made me like it more because when I was listening to it before the setup, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Exactly. And they have a bunch of shit like that, like yeah. Sprinkled in. They're one of those bands where you go like, oh, on each album, you go like, oh, here's the one or two songs that made them a bunch of money. Yeah. And then but the other stuff is like so fun and good and weird. There's another song called Manic Mechanic that is insane, where he basically is singing through like, you know how that like a voice modulator. Like how when people used to get interviewed, they'd be like, so I'm not at liberty to talk about the murder. But it's like he does a song like with one of those.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts. I love
it. That's very funny. Also, I had a manic mechanic I do not recommend. He's supposed to be fixing my car. He's pitching me his screenplay.
LA, baby.
All right. Yeah, that song's very fun. Very, very stupid, but
yes.
Reading the gibberish, but the sound is cool.
Yeah.
All right, we got one more song here, and then we got some fun facts, and we got to get to the peanut gallery. We got a lot of stuff to do here, so let's listen to a little song called Just Got Paid. Let me pull it up here. You got any fun facts about this one?
Oh, yeah. This I love listening to this song. Like right after I got paid.
That's a fun fact.
All right, here it is.
I think you might have missed the like drop, like the vocal drop. Yeah, that's right at the beginning. But like right, that's like kind of where it's at. Like the vocal drop right at the beginning is. Yeah, go back like 5 seconds. That's yeah.
Just got paid today.
There we go.
There
that's
you go.
Good stuff.
That's the soundbite you need.
Why did? Oh Jesus Christ! It doesn't matter. I'm dealing with fridge shit still.
They're like, I hope it's cool. This makes it hot.
We're gonna talk.
Is that not what you want?
The Patreon, but we just bought a house, and I'm dealing with all this shit.
Oh, did you really, Tom? That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Congrats,
thanks, man. Thank you. That's why we need people on this Patreon, baby. I cannot afford this. I've been living a lie. I told my wife I make way more money than I do. Lose it all. So if 1,000 of you could join the Patreon, that would really be sick.
Tom showed the bank the Cumtown Patreon receipts and was like, this is us.
The but next anyway, time that Patreon hits, I know what song you're going to throw on.
Yeah, let's go.
ZZ Top's good for man. That too, because it was a toss-up for me on the fourth song, because they also have a song called... I picked that one because I wanted up four from four different albums, but they also have a song called Waiting on the Bus All Day. And man, if you've waited for a bus before, that shit hits.
That's great. Just anything you're going through, there's a ZZ Top song for it. That's great. Shit. Oh, yeah. But I was saying. So we today the gas guy came over, and all week we moved in too early. We shouldn't have been here yet, but we were too excited, and we've been it's been freezing at night in LA, all and right. So we've been like super cold, like wearing coats at night. And then I was like, oh, the gas guy's coming today, we'll fix all that. And he came and he turned all the gas on, but then he was like, hey, just so you know, your heat is electric. And like, we could have had heat the whole time. It's been fucking freezing for no reason.
Oh, damn.
It sucks. Felt like such an idiot. Then he was looking at me like, and I had to call the fucking thermostat company, because apparently there's a switch that your thermostat goes from gas to electric, and it was on gas, and so it wasn't working. And the guy acted like I was a fucking moron. I'll go deeper into that on the Patreon. But we got some fun facts about ZZ Top. I found some fun little stories. That one was the reason that and Dusty Hill sadly passed away last year.
R.I.P.
We should mention that. But I found a funny story about it's on their Wikipedia, but why he stopped smoking weed was that one time he was smoking with guitar tech Elwood Francis, and Francis noticed that there was a metal bar embedded into the window frame of their hotel room. Francis, seeing an opportunity for a cruel prank, jumped out the window and, unbeknownst to Hill, grabbed onto the metal bar, making it appear that he had committed suicide. After Jesus that, Christ. Hill never smoked weed again.
Just don't hang out with that guy.
Yeah,
again.
That guy
That's
sucks.
The thing you gotta cut out of your life.
Yeah, or that guy is hilarious. That's an insane prank.
Man, you don't want to smoke that Elwood weed. It'll make your friend kill himself in front of you.
Yeah, there's some fun little. The beard apparently also had some drug problems. He spent every bit of his money ZZ Top toured, that he had earned on tour, on drugs. Beard explains that he had different reasons for taking different drugs. The pills that came around just from the workload, and the heroin thing came about because I just liked it. I mean, have you ever done heroin? It's great. It's a fucking vacation for the mind. He's like selling heroin here. Got sober. Good for him. Hill also apparently accidentally shot himself in the stomach when he was taking off his socks once.
Oh, and, Jesus Christ.
And then he said, but I have no regrets.
Maybe ZZ Top one, rules, brother. Man. I fucking love these guys.
That's amazing.
He like drove himself to the hospital, and then he went and he was in shock.
What a ride.
This interviewer asked him, when you accidentally shot yourself, what went through your mind? And he said, my first reaction was shit. And then ouch.
Oh my God. Incredible.
To this day, I still don't know how I could do it, but I didn't really feel anything at the time. He got himself to the hospital straight away and drove himself.
He rolls up in a Model T with flames all over it. Gets out. It's like I shot myself in the stomach.
You know when you're putting on your socks.
It's crazy. I love that. Yeah, the next question is, do you have any regrets? He says no. What about the shooting yourself in the stomach?
What, am I not going to put socks on? I'm not going to live in fear.
He got asked, where do you stand politically? And he said, I've had people ask me if I'm a Republican or a Democrat. I just tell them I'm a Texan. Left to my own devices, I'd never leave Texas. All right, good answer, good answer. there was a weird, because I kind of, I don't know if you guys did this, I kind of just assumed they were Trump guys, and then I was wrong. There was a controversy. Billy Gibbons fired his opener, who was like America's Got Talent guy, I think, for wearing a Make America Great Again hat. And you're not going to believe this, but the comments in this article are strongly against ZZ Top for being part of the woke liberal mob.
I got the 6. Give me your 9. Or just pandering to the...
Yeah, it's also like they... When... I thought this was kind of funny. Gibbons was asked... I think it was like... when Trump first got elected, he was asked about Trump as president, and his quote was, "It's a hard job to fulfill. You got to let the guy who holds the place, that place, do the best they can. And it's a topsy turvy position. It's very challenging no matter who's in the chair, but I don't mind the guy. I mean, I've never been politically motivated one direction or another. I'm just glad I don't have to do it." And it's like, yeah, man, that's not. Nobody was going to make you do it, brother. You can still like a guy or not like him.
Seeger is the guy who's on the left, but because of not wanting to split the audience,
of course,
I think they're like, I've never really heard of presidents. What is that? I don't, you know, like they kind of try to avoid it because they're like, well, half this crowd is into that, and I want to sell out an arena,
of course.
I love the president of Texas. That guy rules.
What do you think of the president of the United States? Well, I said no. I don't even want to be president.
I would not take that job unless playing the bass is part of it. Is that a big part of it or not?
It should be.
I can see, though, if you're trying to kind of dance around it and you're like, I'm just not going to say anything because I'm trying to not have anyone get pissed off. And then your fucking opener from fucking America's Got Talent shows up in a MAGA hat. You're like, what the fuck are you doing? Who the fuck do you think you are?
The guy was pissed and like threw a big fit about it. And like, because it was like halfway through the tour, but he posted some shit on Facebook too, and the guy was, and then he found out he was fired, and he was like, "What the fuck?" It's like, yeah, what are you thinking, man?
Women go crazy for a dumb ass hat.
I want to know why the Black Crowes got fired from touring with ZZ Top too.
Oh, really?
I don't know why. It had nothing to do with music, but business disagreements. They criticized ZZ Top for using corporate sponsors on the tour, specifically Miller Brewing. Interesting. Yeah, maybe when you're opening for a band, you should shut the fuck up.
Don't keep talking to those angels, Black Crowes. Don't talk to the damn band.
ZZ Top's also one of those bands where like they don't strike me as like above like a sponsor or something. Like they would pop up on things, you know. They were like so in the zeitgeist.
Of course. All right, we gotta get to the comments here because I went too long there and dealing with the fridge. But all right, on the Patreon, by the way, we have a new patron, Eric Trionovich. Thank you for joining,
thank
brother.
You.
We appreciate you. You get a little shout out here. Matthew Potter says, Tommy has only talked about Z Top, which is obviously Zebra Top. So I'm interested.
It's zebras now.
It's horses. Yeah, it's not zebras now. So I'm interested what he thinks about those Texas boys. I do know he loves how Texas is adopting his views on the number of genders.
Oh my God, we're not making that a bit. I'm putting my foot down and I'm shooting myself while I do it.
It's horses now, people. Do not send any more jokes like that.
No, truly, I don't want that to be the bit.
Yeah. Nick C says, clean mane, horseshoes, and I know what Tommy wants to do. Silk reigns, blue sky. He don't need a reason why. We come trotting just as fast as we can, because every horse crazy about a sharp Mac man. That's great.
That I like. I was wondering if anyone was going to do a sharp dressage man.
Oh, yeah. That would be good.
You're like new patron. Alfred Yankovic.
Sorry guys, I posted this one a little late in the game, so I didn't give the Patreon people a lot of time. Did we post it on the Twitter?
We did. Let me see, we got a couple, and they're a really sweet couple. Matt Riggs, friend of the show, said John Glazer's bit about his dad being an original member is as good as LaGrange and everything else they've recorded. Also, the one named Beard had no beard. Get it? Question mark. We got Anoka guy said I liked LaGrange in Guitar Hero 3. And Pep said, I know you can't stop the pod to watch a video, but you need to skip to the minute mark of this to watch the drummer doing Sharp Dressed Man. It's glorious. So look at the Twitter to look at that video. I watched it. It's a lot of fun. The drummer's going crazy while they're covering song.
Right.
What is the cover? What does the guy call a cover last night, Brad? The Do It But Again?
Do It But Again. Oh, shit.
Do It But Again.
Yeah. He kept being like, and like heavier.
I want to watch that John Glazer thing. It's on Invite Them Up. Somebody linked it on the Facebook.
So oh, cool. There. Yeah. I'll watch that too.
Derek Hart says, I know two things about them. They have long beards and they are in Back to the Future 3. I didn't know that.
Exactly. So how are you going to know that about a band and then be like, they have a brought to you by Miller sign? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Ethan Giannini says, did you know the top in ZZ Top stands for Tinkle on Parks? That is, I don't think true. What I read is that ZZ Top was named that because they wanted like a cool, like initial naming, like BB King or, there was another one. And, they decided that ZZ was cool and King is like the top, so then they were like, oh, that's be a cool name. I don't know if that's true.
I kind of love that. I love that because I never knew why they were called that, and that sounds cool. I also think it seems smart on their part because other than like Frank Zappa, they are just dominating the Z's in every record store.
Yeah,
that is their real estate.
That is until Band of Zebras takes off. Rudy Schultz writes, my dad is a huge fan and why I love them as well. We used to cruise around in his Cadillac, blasting their greatest hits. One time in my late teens, I was like, man, I didn't realize the song Pearl Necklace isn't about an actual pearl necklace, you know?
I love like, that song. I almost put that in there.
He was like, what? Then what's it about? At 19 or whatever, I got too embarrassed to say she wants him to come on her chest, Dad. So I was just like, oh, yeah, I don't know. by the way, their track / appearance in Back to the Future with the fiddles, etc., fucking hauls ass. And there's some fun stories about them jamming impromptu on set for the crew and everyone. Bunch of fucking hairy 80s southern pervs. I love those guitar flipping shred heads. All right, I'll read one more here. Oh, wait, I'll read two. Jeremy Laney says, Tommy should know that that bass player Dusty Hill co-owned a horse named Hot Lil Cody. Hey, there you go. And last one I'll read is Melissa Ann says, I always thought it was Shot Glass Man, and I was in my late 20s by the time I figured it out.
That'd be a sick song, too.
Funny.
Yeah.
That would be good.
I'd listen to Shot Glass Man.
But that guy, it's funny because that guy sucks. So it's just a dude who buys novelty shot glasses. Women go crazy for a shot glass, man. He's just been to every Hard Rock Cafe. It's like...
Oh, man. All right. We have to wrap this thing up. This was a great time. Brad, you get to give us your final thoughts on ZZ Top. What do you got?
Dude, check, do a deep dive on ZZ Top. Those first six albums you can't miss. And then Eliminator itself, the one everyone knows, is fucking awesome too, but you know it. But literally, like, especially albums like 3 through 5 are like all just fucking Deguelo and Tres Hombres and El Loco. They're fucking all great albums. Like, you should do, if you like that those tracks, you'll like that. There's more of that.
Hell yeah. This was
love ZZ Top.
This is a fun one. I liked the playlist you put together. We rank it out of 6. I'm going to go a solid 5 out of 6 on this one. I really enjoyed it. There was not a song that I hated listening to. I enjoyed it a lot. I don't know how much I'm going to listen to it in the future, but it was a good time. And I hope to listen to that Just Got Paid song soon. So get on the Patreon, people. Tommy, what do you got?
Tom, we are in a lockstep lately. I was going to give it a 5 as well, which
Look
is crazy.
That.
You know, not a band I ever seek out, but I always enjoy it when I hear them on the radio or in a movie. They rock. They have a cool look. And I enjoyed listening to them today. And Brad, it was so nice to have you back on the show for your 5th appearance.
I'll be back next week.
I post shows in New York on Instagram and join the Patreon. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I will be, I forgot to do a little plug here. I will be in Tulsa this next week, Wednesday through Saturday at the Looney Bin. And then I'm going to be in New York for a few days doing some shows around there. Come out to that. And then Arkansas at the Grove. I'll be in near Phoenix.
Buddy Kevin just moved there.
Is that, wait, what?
Like, he used to live in Brooklyn. Before he lived in Golden State. Now he lives in Brooklyn.
You helped him. You helped him pack up from at his Brooklyn place, right?
I did. Yeah. I was his roommate.
And here's the thing: I had the bigger room.
He was pretty salty about it.
We drew straws. Get on the Patreon and check out Brad's new special, funny.
There's a vinyl pre-order too. If you like this show, you might be a vinyl person. So
hell yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks again, Brad. We will see you guys later. Thanks again for listening. Get on the Patreon. Keep it crispy. Bye.